You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Election Commission on Monday rejected Congress leader Jairam Ramesh's request to get a week time to detail his allegation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Ramesh had alleged that Shah called up 150 district magistrates across the country after voting for the Lok Sabha elections had ended. The poll panel has directed the Congress leader to file a response by 7 p.m. on Monday. A Nagpur court on Monday handed life imprisonment to ex-BrahMos aerospace engineer Nishant Agrawal on charges of spying for Pakistan's ISI. Nishant Agrawal was arrested in 2018 on charges of leaking information about BrahMos missile to Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI. Agrawal was a senior system engineer with BrahMos Aerospace, a joint venture between DRDO and Russia's Military Industrial Consortium, NPO Mashinostroenia, that worked on India's supersonic cruise missile, which could be launched from land, air, sea and underwater. Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, Rajiv Kumar on Monday said that the poll panel will begin the election process in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir very soon. "We will very soon start poll process in Jammu and Kashmir. We are very enthused by voter turnout," Kumar said at the briefing ahead of the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections. The security in the United States of America is leaving no stone unturned in ensuring that the T20 World Cup is a hassle-free tournament without any interruptions or any unforeseen circumstances. The New York Police Department is keeping a keen eye on the matches and the security arrangements leading to the build-up, more so in the situation of Virat Kohli, who is a global icon. In a video that has gone viral, Kohli could be seen walking to join his teammates with a bat in hand and surrounded by at least 6 security personnel. A couple of guards on horseback were also spotted, indicating just how big a deal he is to the World Cup. Amrita Singh is currently in a happy space as her elder daughter, Sara Ali Khan, is getting exciting Bollywood projects. Her younger son, Ibrahim, is also geared up for his acting debut soon. However, in a throwback interview with Zoom TV, Amrita once opened up about her return to films after her divorce with Saif Ali Khan, stating that she didn't want her children to be affected. "I had to overcome everything I was going through very fast because I didn't want my children to grow up feeling that they were left with loser parent," she further added.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.